You are now listening to the Social Selling Podcast. Introducing your host, Daniel Disney.
Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, we're about to give you all our tips and tricks. Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, Daniel Disney in the mix.
This is the Social Selling Podcast with me, Daniel Disney, and we're about to deep dive into all things LinkedIn and social selling. So strap yourself in and let's go.
Damn, Daniel.
Hello and welcome back to the Social Selling Podcast. And we are going to be talking about one of my personal favorite topics in all things social selling, and that's personalization. We unfortunately live in a world where personalization is probably bottom of the pile of priorities for sales teams right now, which sounds crazy, which sounds silly, but there is literal proof of this. I would say 80 to 90% of my LinkedIn inbox of sales messages from salespeople or people trying to sell something, 80 to 90% of them are not personalized. The entire message is purely about the product or the person that's sending it, which is an absolute horrendous state of affairs. And the opportunity is ginormous. And what I'm going to do in this episode today is break it down at just how easy it is to personalize your messages. And I'm going to show you all the different secret hidden places on LinkedIn where you can find the best, most relevant, personalizable information to use in your messaging and outreach. And it's going to be a game changer because the majority of salespeople are still going to be sending spammy copy and paste messages. And so when your super personalized, super relevant message slips into your prospect's inbox, it is going to stand out. It is going to get their attention. And you're going to increase the chances not only that they'll reply to you, but that reply is going to turn into a sales opportunity. So let's dig right into this special episode. So when it comes to all things personalization, what we want to do first is research. And the first big tip I want to drop when it comes to researching is how much time you spend researching. It is very true that you could spend a lot of time researching a prospect that doesn't convert, which in the grand scheme of things is ultimately time wasted that could have been spent researching one that does convert. So when it comes to how much time you spend researching, my advice is very simple. The amount of time you spend researching an individual prospect should reflect the potential value that prospect offers. So you should be able to, if you're new in a company and perhaps you don't have the experience, then I'm sure there will be people you can ask to get this sort of insight. But once you've been working in sales for a while, you should have a good idea how much value each individual prospect's likely to have based on their company size, headcount. There are many metrics that will allow you to look at it and think, okay, that's probably going to be worth in a region of this amount of money. Now, the amount of time you spend researching a prospect should reflect the potential value that you see them bringing to the table. So, for example, if they are a huge account, a whale, an enterprise level account that's going to be worth a lot of money, then actually putting a lot of time into researching it is a good thing to do. It's worth it in the long run. But if they're a small account and they're worth a smaller amount of money, then it's probably not worth spending the same amount of time you would spend on a huge account researching. You'd spend a bit less time researching the smaller accounts. Now, I'm going to show you lots of ways you can do this research with small time and big time, but I just want to make sure we don't have sellers out there that are, I say wasting, spending too much time researching someone that's only worth a small amount, and then not spending enough time researching those that are worth potentially a lot of money. So we want to allocate the right amount of time to this research. But what we're looking for here is information that we can use in our communication. So it could be in the initial prospecting message. It could be in a follow-up. It could be in a general conversational message. It could be throughout your meetings with them, your phone calls, your Zoom meetings, your in-person meetings. All this information is incredibly valuable, and it is absolutely everywhere on LinkedIn. So let's go through all the different places you can look and where you can turn this valuable information into conversation starters, conversation nuggets, and more importantly, relationship builders. So the first place you want to be looking when it comes to researching prospects and looking for personalization opportunities is their LinkedIn profile. Their LinkedIn profile is a goldmine of information. when you go onto someone's LinkedIn profile, there are so many different areas you can look at. So we can start off with the banner image, because sometimes there is information in that banner image that is useful. As we scroll down, often the headline or job title will have some valuable information as well. But where the real gold is going to be is in the summary section, in the about section. Now, I'll be completely honest, there are a percentage of decision makers that have very minimal LinkedIn profiles that don't have a lot of information. And I've got a solution for that in just a second. But let's assume they've got a fair amount of information in there. As you go through their summary, you'll get a good idea of their work history, what they're passionate about, what their job currently entails, what are their priorities, some of the key things they might have done or achieved throughout their career. A lot of good, potentially valuable conversation starting topics. So have a good read through that. See if anything stands out, connects. Maybe you've got a story about it. Maybe you read something. They went to work at a particular company or went to a particular school, or they volunteered at a particular place that you did as well, and you're able to connect. What we're looking for here in all these areas of research are connections, things that we can connect to with some relevant story, whether it's personal or professional, something that we can connect with, or we can say, hey, guess what? We both worked at the same company. Hey, do you know what? I actually went to this place as well. There's all those little connections that you're looking for. So the summary could have a lot of that. Obviously, as we scroll down, we then get to their work experience. So again, we're looking for companies that you might have a mutual story with. Hey, I saw you worked at Microsoft. We actually just started working with them, and here's what we're doing with them. Look for the stories that connect the dots. As you scroll down, you can look through volunteer experience. You can look through their skills and endorsements, their recommendations. And again, look for any potential connections that spark an inspiration for a relevant story you could use. Things that might make a good conversation. Now, that's their profile. Within their profile, so just underneath their summary section, what you're going to find is their content, their activity. And this is another little gold mine. So if you go into their activity, what you can see are two things. One, the content they are posting themselves. Two, the content they're engaging with. So what are they liking and commenting on a regular basis? And go through that. Look at the content they're sharing. See something good? Perfect conversation starter. Hey, Sarah, loved that post you shared last week. Those were some amazing insights. Funnily enough, a similar thing happened to me. Content references are one of the strongest conversions out there. Obviously, not everyone posts content. Fully appreciate that. But for the ones that do, it's one of the best conversation starters you've got. Equally, the content they're engaging in, so the content that they're liking or commenting on, might give you some insights or potential conversation starters as well. Hey, Sarah, saw you also liked this post. I definitely found it really valuable. One thing really stood out to me. Yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. So we're looking through their content and their activity. That's stage one. Now, if we want to go a little bit deeper, we can, because what we can go to is the company page of the person that you're trying to prospect to. So we go to the company page and we look at the company page's information within the company page profile. And then we go to the company page activity and we look at the content that the company page is sharing and also what they might be engaging in. And again, what we're looking for is good, relevant information. So it could be, hey, Sarah, I see that your company just announced some funding. That's super exciting. And actually, when I looked at the press release that you shared, it looks like you're going to be prioritizing marketing as part of that. And actually, what we do might be able to help you. Again, you get the idea. You're making it relevant to them and you're using that research to really make that message hit home. So we've looked at their personal profile and their activity. We've looked at their company's profile and their activity. The third layer to this, where we're going to dig a little bit deeper, is other people at the company. And this is your little golden solution to those prospects or decision makers that aren't very active or have a lot of information in their profile. So if I'm looking at maybe the VP of marketing and actually their LinkedIn profile doesn't have a lot of information in it, there's not really much for me to go on. When I get to this stage and I'm starting to look at other people in the marketing team, there suddenly becomes a much bigger chance that they are going to be more active and have more information that I can use. And I might either use that information to message the VP of marketing, or I will go in at a slightly lower point and work my way up. And I might message the marketing manager or marketing assistant and use that conversation to then work my way back up to the relevant decision maker title that I'm working towards. So I'm looking at other people in the team. And again, I'm going to look at their LinkedIn profiles and I'm going to look at their LinkedIn content and I'm going to look for any good conversation starting opportunity that's going to get me in the door. And then I can obviously build that relationship, build that rapport, and work my way to the most relevant decision maker. Now, the next layer to this. So we've looked at the target decision maker's profile and activity. We've looked at their company's profile and activity, and we've looked at other people in the organization. Bonus tip on this one, by the way, make sure you're connecting with all these people that you're looking at. So make sure you're sending a connection request to the target decision maker, but also to the other employees that you're looking at as well, so that you're starting to not just build the foundations of that relationship, but you can start to follow their content when they share it. So if, for example, you message the VP of marketing and you've connected with some of the marketing team and some of them start posting content, when you interact with it, your name starts to become visible on their radars and you might see them post something that is a perfect follow-up message. If in a few days you don't get a response, then you might be able to go back with and say, hey, I just saw what one of your colleagues, Tom, just posted. And again, we're looking for conversation starters that are about them, not about you. So all these research points are just helping us start better conversations. So the next layer to all of this, once we've gone through all these layers, is to start looking outside of LinkedIn. Have a look at their company website. Have a look at other social media channels for them as individuals and for the company. And maybe look at additional bits of media that they might be involved in, whether it's press releases, maybe it's YouTube, maybe they've been on a webinar, maybe they're in an ebook, maybe they've published something. We're looking for connections, opportunities that allow us to start or include in a conversation that shows multiple things, shows that we care, shows that we're actually interested in helping them, that we're actually going to be working hard for them. Not we're just spraying and praying a message and hoping to work with anyone, but we want to work with them. And we are putting the work in. We are doing the homework. We're doing the research because we care. We want to make this work as effectively as possible. Research and personalization is a game changer in sales. And do you know what? I feel like it's a bit sad that I even have to talk about this. I feel it's a bit sad that the majority of sales teams aren't doing this because A, it's so easy. B, it doesn't actually take a lot of time. You can look through someone's profile in a minute to 2 minutes. And if you need to dig deeper, it doesn't take much long to do, especially when you get good at it. As soon as you get used to what you're looking for, you can do it in seconds. Doesn't take long, but it's that extra effort. It's that going the extra mile that's what's making salespeople stand out. It's what the top sellers are doing. And it's what I hope you, the listener or the viewer, are going to do after watching this episode. Go and take a little bit more time to research each prospect you message and try and make those messages just that little bit more about them. Because I can promise you, once you start to do that, your messages will get read, you'll get a lot more responses, and those responses will turn to a lot more better conversations. Like I said, my inbox full of majority of copy and paste spammy messages. When someone does send a message that is personalized and actually about me, I read it and there is a chance I'll reply. And sometimes that turns into opportunities for them. So it works. I promise you it does. And it's that little bit of effort that is going to make you stand out against the unfortunate noise of really bad sellers out there. So go the extra mile. Not many people do. And I promise you it's going to make a huge impact to your prospecting, your selling, and your long-term relationships that you build with your customers this year and beyond. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope to see you on the next one. Hey, Daniel Disney back again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over and give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the channel to be the first to get each of our weekly episodes. And if you want more social selling insights, then head over to LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt and give me a follow. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Damn, Daniel.